The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 10, text number 9, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on September 3rd, 2009, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Machchita Madgata Prana. Bodhayantak parasparam, katayantascha mang nityam, tushyanti cha vramanti cha, machchita madgata prana, bodhayantak parasparam, katiyantascha mang nityam, tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my service, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. Purport. Pure devotees, whose characteristics are mentioned here, engage themselves fully in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Their minds cannot be diverted from the lotus feet of Krishna. Their talks are solely on the transcendental subjects. The symptoms of the pure devotees are described in this verse specifically. Devotees of the Supreme Lord are 24 hours daily engaged in glorifying the qualities and pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Their hearts and souls are constantly submerged in Krishna, and they take pleasure in discussing Him with other devotees. In the preliminary stage of devotional service, they relish the transcendental pleasure from the service itself, and in the mature stage, they are actually situated in love of God. Once situated in that transcendental position, they can relish the highest perfection which is exhibited by the Lord in His abode. Lord Chaitanya likens transcendental devotional service to the sowing of a seed in the heart of a living entity. There are innumerable living entities traveling throughout the different planets of the universe, and out of them, there are a few who are fortunate enough to meet a pure devotee and get the chance to understand devotional service. This devotional service is just like a seed, and if it is sown in the heart of a living entity, and if he goes on hearing and chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, that seed fructifies, just as the seed of a tree fructifies with regular watering. The spiritual plant of devotional service gradually grows and grows until it penetrates the covering of the material universe and enters into the Brahma Jyoti effulgence in the spiritual sky. In the spiritual sky also, that plant grows more and more until it reaches the highest planet, which is called Goloka Vrindavan, the supreme planet of Krishna. Ultimately, the plant takes shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna and rests there. Gradually, as the plant grows fruits and flowers, that plant of devotional service also produces fruits, and the watering process in the form of chanting and hearing goes on. This plant of devotional service is fully described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majjalila, chapter 19. It is explained there that when the complete plant takes shelter under the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, one becomes fully absorbed in love of God, then he cannot live even for a moment without being in contact with the Supreme Lord, just as a fish cannot live without water. In such a state, the devotee actually attains the transcendental qualities in contact with the Supreme Lord. The Srimad Bhagavatam is also full of such narrations about the relationship between the Supreme Lord and his devotees. Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam is very dear to the devotees, as stated in the Bhagavatam itself, 12.13.18. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam. In this narration, there is nothing about material activities, economic development, sense gratification, or liberation. Srimad Bhagavatam is the only narration in which the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord and his devotees is fully described. Thus, the realized souls in Krishna consciousness take continual pleasure in hearing such transcendental literatures, just as a young boy and girl take pleasure in association.
Sri Guru Sri Jata Pada Kamala Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raghunatan Vita Tam Sujima Sadaita Zavaduta Prijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha
So, this material world, tough play. That's a fact. Difficult. So many miseries. Being born is miserable. Getting sick is miserable. Getting old is miserable. And dying is miserable. It's a difficult place. But there is one solace. If we can enter into this wonderful Krishna Katha, we will transcend this material existence. We will go beyond our bodies and our minds. We will reawaken our eternal spiritual identities in quality one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna and the topics of Krishna are one and the same. So, when we are talking about Krishna, we are directly associating with Krishna.
Значи, когато говорим за Кришна, директно общуваме с Кришна.
So if we can learn how to fully absorb our minds in these transcendental topics.
Значи, ако можем да разберем как напълно можем да потопим умовете си от тези трансцендентални теми.
Such topics will transport us into the spiritual sky. Where there's no such thing as death, there's no birth, there's no sickness, there's no old age. Simply eternal lives full of knowledge and bliss. So, the nice thing about this is that these topics are very attractive. If one can become relieved of the influence of passion and ignorance, tamagun and rajagun, one can derive the sweetest pleasure by these topics. Therefore, we have our regulated principles. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. And chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Because by doing this faithfully, one becomes situated in the mode of goodness. And then he can derive great pleasure in these topics. Prabhupada gives this wonderful example. Just as a young boy and a young girl, you see, they fall in love with each other. That boy, he's always thinking of that girl. The minute he wakes up in the morning, he's thinking, what is that girl doing now? He dreams about that girl at night. And the girl is doing the same thing. She is wondering, where is that boy? When will I meet with him again? You see, in this way, they're totally absorbed in boy-girl consciousness. No one had to train them to do that. As soon as they came to puberty, it became a natural thing, you see. So, if one awakens one's Krishna consciousness, he falls in love with Krishna. He's infatuated with Krishna. He feels very, very strong affection and love for Krishna, you see. He likes to look at Krishna. He likes to hear about Krishna. He likes to bow down to Krishna. He likes to serve Krishna 24 hours a day. He doesn't even care for material facilities. Just he needs a place to lie down at night, a little prasadam to keep him going, and he'll be happy with service 24 hours a day. This is Krishna consciousness. So it is very nice here. In this verse it is said, Tushyanti Charamanti Cha. They become greatly satisfied and they enjoy transcendental bliss by this Krishna Katha. So you should seek out devotees with whom you can talk about Krishna. They are your best friends. Whoever likes to talk and hear and talk about Krishna, they are your best friend. If you're married, then you and the husband and wife, they should make a habit of always talking to each other about Krishna. And if you're a father or a mother, you should always engage with your child in Krishna Katha. And if you're a brahmachari, you should make friends with brahmacharis and hear and talk about Krishna. And if you're a brahmacharini, you should make friends with other brahmacharinis to hear and talk about Krishna together. In this way, everyone should make Krishna Katha the basis of their relationships in this movement. If Krishna Katha is not the basis of your relationship, what will it be? You know the opposite of Gramya Katha. I let it out. The opposite is Gramya Katha. Village talk. It's like sometimes devotees make up a rumor about someone and they spread it around, you see, false rumors. You see. This is Gramya Katha. So, you know what Prabhupada compares the Gramya Katha? In India, there is a snake. He is very expert at hearing the sound vibration of the croaking toad. In the dark night, you cannot see anything, but you can hear the croak. The toad is croaking. Ka-ka-kra, ka-ka-kra, ka-ka-kra. So even though it is pitch black, that snake, he is so expert. He zeroes in on that sound and eats that frog, you see. So Prabhupada explains that those who engage in Gramya Katha, they are inviting death. Please come and get me. I am here. Do you want death to come and take you right now? Then engage in Gramya Katha. Gramya Katha attracts death. And Krishna Katha attracts immortality. So what do you want? Do you want death? Or do you want immortality? So you choose. They say man is the architect of his own destiny. If you talk nonsense, you're calling death very near. And if you talk about Krishna, you're calling immortality deathlessness. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Често четейки дори Бхагавад Гита такава каквато е, ума ни унизява, т.е. пригажда към нашите условия. Бхагавад Гита. и цялата ведическа знание. Каква е ролята на духовния учител, за да може ние наистина да виждаме Бхагавад Гита такава, каквато е. Т.е. да изправяме тия изкривявания, които ума ни върши.
А, може ли само да го преведа, че сме под влиянието на ума?
Разбира се.
We are under the influence of our minds, and the mind has the inclination to make everything comfortable and understandable, and in this way the mind does the same thing with the Bhagavad Gita. Even when we read the Bhagavad Gita as it is, the mind has this inclination to make the Bhagavad Gita to fit our perceptions of life. So what is the role of the spiritual master in correcting this?
The spiritual master's duty is to see that the disciple properly understands Bhagavad Gita, that he's not twisting it around his own attachments.
Ролята на духовния учител е да пренаблюдава ученика, да разбира правилно Бхагавад Гита, да не я извъртне според собствените си привързаности.
Next question.
Искам относно това, как ние винаги трябва да говорим Кришна Катха. Искам да питам неща от въпроси, между предно дадени обсъждаме въпроси, кога се срещаме, как си, какво правиш, здрав ли си, болен ли си, как са децата, който вече на училище. Храмия Катха или на Кришна Катха?
Give her a sweet ball. Sweet ball. Good. Any sweet ball?
So the question?
Yeah.
The question is, we're supposed to only speak Krishna Katha. So when we meet each other, the devotees, when we meet each other, are questions like, how are you doing? Are you all right? Are you healthy?
That is also Krishna consciousness. To show love for the devotees, that is also Krishna. That is also the topics of Krishna. Because Krishna's devotees, they talk about the wonderful qualities and the activities of the devotees, that is also Krishna Katha. Like Krishna says, yeme bhaktasjana parata na me bhaktasjate janaha mad bhaktanam cha ye bhaktas te me bhakta tamamata. He says the one who is my devotee is not my devotee.
Както казва Кришна, онзи, който казва, че е мой преданно отдаден, не е мой преданно отдаден.
But the one who is the devotee of my devotee, he is my actual devotee.
Но онзи, който заявява, че е преданно отдаден, не е мой преданно отдаден, той е мой истински преданно отдаден.
So we should always show, we should always feel and manifest compassion towards the Vaishnavas. Such expressions of compassion for Vaishnavas, they are also Krishna Katha. Any other questions?
Преданите са лотосовите стъпала на Бога, а Бог Шива тоги казва на Парвати, че служението на преданите е по-висше от служението на Бога. В тази връзка, любовта към преданите идентична ли е с любовта към Кришна?
It is said that the Vaishnavas are the lotus feet of the Lord. Lord Shiva even said
Vaishnava.
The Vaishnavas, the devotees, are the lotus feet of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord Shiva even says to Parvati that serving the devotees is higher than serving the Lord. So in this connection, is the love for the devotees the same as the love for Krishna?
No, it's more important.
Любовта към преданите е по-важна.
One who says, I just love Krishna and not the devotees, he is called Kanishta Adhikari. And Krishna does not accept his love. When you actually learn to love devotees, then you become elevated to Madhyama Adhikari. And then your love of Krishna becomes very strong also. When you love his devotees, what did Prabhupada always say? If you love me, love my dog. So the Vaishnava, he is a dog of God. If you don't love the Vaishnava, you do not love God. So try to love the Vaishnavas by engaging in the six loving exchanges with the Vaishnavas. And then your love of Krishna will manifest. Questions more? Okay.
So we're talking about Krishna Katha. We're talking about Krishna Katha. But the original Narada Muni, he didn't only have Krishna Katha, but he also took the remnants of the Bhaktivedantas. So would you say something about the importance of
yes, Jivado. You know the meaning? Rupa Goswami says, Jivado, devotional service begins with the tongue. Jiv is tongue. Jiva, and then ado is beginning. So, Jivado, it begins with the tongue. Devotional service begins with the tongue. Vibrating Krishna Gita and tasting Krishna Prasad. Both are very, very potent. So one must engage the tongue in tasting Krishna Prasad and vibrating the glories of Krishna. And then you become perfect. Questions, Ma?
When we develop our taste, be it our Krishna Katha taste, the taste for Krishna Katha, or our mundane taste for mundane things, what is the factor that influences more? Is it our karma?
Sangha.
Or
Sangat Sanjayate Kama. One's consciousness is developed according to their association. If you associate with people who talk about Krishna, you will talk about Krishna. You associate with people who don't talk about Krishna, then you will develop that mentality. That's why Lord Chaitanya said, the first principle of Vaishnava culture is asat sangya tyag. Give up the association of non-devotees. We are not interested to take shelter of non-devotee association.
We're very eager to give them Krishna Conscious Association. That's all right. We couldn't care a fig for their nonsense, mundane culture. We don't need to celebrate their holidays, you know. Some temples now, they put a Christmas tree in the temple with the decorations for Christmas. It's crazy. I don't know if you're doing that here, but one temple was doing that. There's no sense in it. Killing a tree. Some so-called sentiment about Christmas, you know. There's no worship of Jesus Christ. So in this way, we're not interested in reliving our old karmic culture. I've seen some devotees, and there's a day in America called Thanksgiving Day when everybody eats turkey. So some devotees, they take some curd, you know, some paneer, and they make imitation turkey. And they have their turkey dinner, you know. They know they can't eat, but they want to think they're eating turkey. They want to pretend they're eating turkey because they want to, and they actually want to continue eating turkey. When I didn't want to join them, they became angry at me. Oh, you're a fanatic. So this sentiment for mundane culture is there in devotees. I see them. They want to continue like being like karmis, you see. But we don't need that karmic culture. Our Vaishnava culture gives us everything we need. It's all here, Krishna consciousness. Not that I have to go to take my son to the baseball game, you know, or the football game. What's big here, soccer? The soccer game. You know. And we have to go skiing in the mountains, you know. Not necessary. Go out and chant and dance. That's the best exercise, and that's the best sports. Go out and distribute books. That's the supreme adventure. You don't need these karmi things. Our Vaishnava culture has everything. Any other questions? Put a simply wonderful in the mouth. The mother should have some sweets, you know, put the sweet in the mouth. As soon as the child cries, give him some prasadam, you know. Have a little prasadam handy. Okay, what, yes?
When we are, what can we do when we are obliged to associate with non-devotees, for example, at our jobs or
just do whatever you need to keep your job. That's all right. But you don't have to eat their food. That's a bit. I was before I joined. For some years I was supporting our preaching center, working part time. And I became an award-winning salesman for the company. So they even invite me to the special award dinners. You see, everybody gets the special award. And they give you big bonus checks and all kinds of perks, you know.
И бях поканен на голямата гала вечеря за големите бонуси, на които получаваш специален чек.
But I would have Manaji pack me some prasadam. And I would sit there and eat my prasadam and they all their nonsense.
И Матаджи ми готвеше прасадам и аз ти бях от моя прасадам, без да се налага от техните глупости.
You can bring your own. Yeah. Not to eat their garbage, you know. And there's some fruits you can take. Uncut fruits. Just like on the airplane, Maharaji and I are flying so many places, and they always bring us the so-called nice dinners, you know. We never touch, unless it is uncut fruits. Then we will take. But even cut fruits we won't take. They may have used the same knife as meat they use on the fruit. So we just bring our own prasadam. We bring our bag of prasadam on the airplane. And we eat better than anybody else. Krishna prasadam. Yeah.
Krishna kata е най-лесният начин да бъдем в Кришна съзнание. Но става въпрос за кармите, нали, като тези да им дадем Кришна kata, означава да им разпространим книгата. Но миналия път става въпрос за това как да намерим онова място, този интерес в на тези кармите, за да могат да си вземат книгата. Именно как да намерим този техен интерес, това копчето, за което Гуру Махарадж казва с миналата вече. Как да намерим този техен интерес, за да ги свържем, да си вземат книга.
So, Krishna kata is the best way for becoming Krishna conscious. But when we associate with non-devotees in order to distribute books,
distributing books as Krishna kata.
We need to find their. He calls it a weak spot or.
That is not gramya kata.
That is not gramya kata.
Anything you tell them to get them to take a book, it is transcendental. It is Krishna kata. Even if it sounds mundane, it's not. It's like there's some muscle man who lifts the weights, you say. And you go up to him and you say, wow, you're really strong. You have huge muscles. Nobody can mess with you. If you're doing that to sell a book, that's Krishna kata. You understand? Whatever you tell them to sell a book, it's all Krishna kata.
His point was how to find their interest.
How to find their hot button?
Yeah.
Well, you have to look at them. Take a good look. How are they dressed? What, you know, what sort of car are they driving? Do they have a hat? Or you can ask them, what are you into, man? You know what I'm saying? What do you really like? What is your favorite thing in life? You can ask them. What do you like the best about Bulgaria? What do you hate the most about Bulgaria? You can get a conversation going and ask them. See where they're at. And then connect the book with them. Just like devotees in the airport. They would always, one of their common lines was, where are you coming in from? Now where they begin some connection with where they're flying in from, and then you can make a whole conversation about their town, oh yeah, I was there one time. I hear they have a good baseball team, you know. Whatever it takes to make the person friendly to you, that's very good. You can tell them that and give them the book.
Казват, нали, аз съм от някой град и тогава правил ден и така, зато веднъж съм бил там, имат много добър бейсболен отбор, всичко, което е необходимо за да ги накарате.
You should be the friendliest person they ever met in their whole life. That's what you should do.
Да, сте най-приятелски настроената личност, която се срещали през целия си живот. Това, което трябва да направите.
They think that's the nicest person. I've never met such a nice, friendly person in my whole life. I've never met such a person.
Това беше най-приятната личност през целия ми живот, не съм срещал такава.
In this way, you see. Just be full of smiles, you see. Very, very full of compassionate smiles. You see. Nice, smiling, compassionate fit. Next question. Yeah.
Това, че всъщност всички в тази епоха са разочаровани от всичко. Коректно ли е това? Защото всъщност това е негативен поглед на тях. А това всъщност много ги привлича, защото те са също разочаровани като мен.
Often when he distributes books, his main point is that everyone is disappointed of this world.
Everyone is disappointed?
Yeah, with this world.
Okay. But not everyone is.
Не всеки е разочарован от този
свят. Some people think it's great.
Някои хора си мислят, че е страхотно. Not in Bulgaria.
Not in Bulgaria. In America they do.
Винаги има от нещо той да... Веднага си го казва.
He believes that there is always something that people are disappointed about, even something small. And they would say.
That's true.
So it is kind of negative attitude.
No?
So he's asking, is it a good attitude?
No, to find something, whatever works, to get him to take a book, you go from the positive side, the negative side, whatever works, it's fine.
Всичко, което работи, независимо дали е негативно или позитивно, това, което работи с определения човек, само да си вземе книга.
Valena Parachiate, judge a thing by its result. Give the child some prasadam.
Huh?
Give him more prasadam. Okay, next question. Yes.
Въпрос е, ако не иска. So her question is, what is the most important thing that one has to do in difficult times in his spiritual life?
The most important thing to do in difficult times in one's spiritual life is to pray to your spiritual master to save you.
Да се молиш на духовен учител да спаси.
With all of your heart. My dear Guru Maharaj, I am in great difficulty. I'm afraid I may fall down, Guru Maharaj. Please save me. Please save me. Just cry with the greatest intensity of your heart to your spiritual master to save you. The one prayer of Prabhupada I love so much. This it is his poem he wrote for Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. In that poem, Prabhupada says to his spiritual master Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he says, "Save me, a fallen. I am a fallen soul. Please save me."
една своя поема за Бхактисиддханта Сарасвати, той казва: "Може да спаси ме от падане."
So you simply have to follow the lotus feet of your spiritual master, either physically or within your mind. Follow at his lotus feet and just beg his mercy. "Please save me, Guru Maharaj. I'm drowning in an ocean of sorrow. Please lift me up and save me from this madness."
Моля те, скъпи Гуру Махарадж, спаси ме от този океан от лудост. Трябва да паднеш на очи пред духовния считал, дали физически.
In this way, if you will pray with great intensity,
човек се моли с огромна,
the spiritual master will save you from your fallen condition.
Духовният учител ще те спаси от падналото
състояние. Even if he is not physically present,
дори ако не присъства физически.
He is not limited to his material body. The spiritual master can enter into your heart and save you from Maya's influence. Any other questions? Yeah.
Само ти кажа, че ме страх да преведа отговора още от сега. Okay, so his question is, he tried to distribute books in Sofia basically and generally and a few more places, and out of 100 people just one woman took some attention, some time to take
a book. One woman?
Yeah, one woman, and she didn't take a book. So his question is,
what did she take?
She didn't take anything. She didn't buy a book.
What about the other 99?
They didn't take any interest in it.
So no one took anything.
No one took anything. So his question is, maybe there are some more successful distributors, book distributors.
Yeah, you should find those who are more successful and take training from them. Beg them to train you how to distribute books. You have to humble yourself to those who are more successful than you. Find out how they are doing it. Don't be proud, thinking you can't take instructions from others. You should learn from others how they are doing.
И да си мислиш, че няма какво да научиш от тях. Трябва да се научиш от тях как те разпространяват книги. Беше мило.
Окей.
Самите хора, дали на различни места, на различни обстоятелства, просто нямат никакъв интерес. Просто само като видят книги и правят такава реакция.
Кого просиш си? His point is... His point is that the people in Bulgaria are, I don't know his description, but people in Bulgaria in general don't take interest in Krishna consciousness.
Now that's you.
No problem with that.
Because you're not expert. Don't blame it on the Bulgarian people. You are not expert, that's the problem. I've seen the devotees here distributing books. I've seen the others. I know they are distributing. I've seen how they are doing. So you, it's your problem, not the Bulgarian people's problem. Huh? Yesterday? Kripa Siddha did three books yesterday.
Two
books. So you should learn from Kripa Siddha. You become his disciple. Where is Kripa Siddha? Playing in the yard? That swing is not for during the lecture. We've told you, you parents haven't learned. We told you the child should be sitting on your lap during the lecture. You all have not learned from us yet how to purify your children. And you give them some prasadam if they cry. Kripa Siddha, come sit right here. You will live a long life. We were just talking about you. When I am lecturing, it's not time to play in the swing. There's much time for play, but when I'm lecturing and when there's class going on, you must be here sitting nicely like Brahmachari. You become educated. By hearing, you become educated. Okay, any other questions? We have time for one more question, that's it. Who has not asked a question yet?
How can we react when amongst the devotees sometimes start some grama katha? How can we react? What should we do?
This is actually fun adventure. What you do is learn the art of how to turn grama katha into Krishna katha. Just like, say some grama katha to me.
His car got hit today. A little bit.
Your car was hit. Well, I'm sorry for Buddha here that your car was hit. This is a very good lesson. For you, the death can come at any time. It could have been a fatal collision. So death can come just like your car was hit today. Death can come like that. So you have to take it as a special lesson from Krishna. How is he always ready for that? So in this way, you see. You have another one?
Yes.
All right.
ЦСКА влезна в групата на Лига Европа.
Which is?
My favorite soccer team entered the League of Europe.
Oh, your favorite soccer team. Oh, that's very good. You really get fired up rooting for your team, huh?
Наистина си запален да се отбора си.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
И аз знам как се чувстваш.
I'm also rooting for a team.
И аз също чета за разни за един отбор.
My team is the Sankirtan movement.
Моя отбор е Sankirtan движение.
And they are fighting a match for the Asuras on this planet right now.
Те играят важен мач срещу Асурите на тази планета.
When your soccer team wins, it really doesn't mean anything. But when my soccer team wins, the whole world will be saved. So you should learn how to root for my soccer team. You become happy if you do that, I guarantee you. By worshipping your soccer team, you do not become happy. But when you worship my soccer team, I guarantee you, you'll become unlimitedly happy. So in this way, you see. So our time is up. We thank you all very much. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.